Hello, Boo fans everywhere. This is Colin with another Audio Boo. And I think we're up to Colin's Boo number 7, aren't we? Yep. It's been a while since I've done one. It must be a week or 10 days or something like that. I'm not using my studio equipment today with my proper microphone and sound mixer and Apple Mac recording software and all that kind of thing. I'm just recording with my iPhone because actually quality's pretty good, isn't it? And I can't be bothered. So there you go. I'm supposed to be doing my accounts and boring stuff like that today. I've been putting it off for ages, but it's got to be done. And you know, anybody who's self-employed or runs a small business, especially if they're sort of one-man band like what I is, you'll know what it's like. You kind of think, oh, I'm just going to do something a bit more interesting today. You know, like pull me toenails out or something like that. But yeah, you got to do it. So I'm doing it. But of course, the biscuit barrel's just to the right. The coffee is ready to be made. And well, you know, there's another audio boo to re-record it, isn't there? So the paperwork in front of me on the table will just have to stay there for a while longer. But yeah, a couple of interesting things that I've been up to lately. Now, as some of you will know, those of you who have listened to previous boos of mine, one of the things that I tend to be doing quite a lot of today, or these days rather, is that I transfer obsolete or near obsolete video recording formats to digital formats. And obviously the most common near obsolete format is VHS. So I've been doing various VHS and SVHS recording transfers for people, putting it through gear that stabilizes the signals, processes them a bit, and then converts them into digital, into the Apple Mac, and then outwards to, you know, DVD, online video, YouTube, iPad, iPhone, Android phone, whatever you like, really. And that's what I've been doing for businesses. Just did a batch of training films for someone who's they wanted their archive of 1980s and 1990s training films there for all to see in all their glory. Haircuts and suits and all that. And some stuff for consumers as well, ordinary people who've got home movies, you know, with you know, the kids who are now grown up and in their 20s or 30s, all that kind of stuff, you know, usual stuff. And of course, it's something that I reflected upon in the last boo, really. It's quite funny how people have all these VHS tapes where they don't know what to do with them now. So, bring them to me. Another interesting little job I did, let me just check my time. That's okay. Is that a few years ago, I recorded off air off Anglia Television, which is the company that covers us here in Milton Keynes. I recorded off air a programme about the building of Milton Keynes from its early days, and it was really quite interesting. And I thought, I'll record this and keep it for posterity, you never know. And so I recorded it, and that was many, many years ago. But more recently, I'd been looking for the VHS, and I looked high and low. I looked in the loft, you know, in boxes, in my office, on the shelves in my office. I've got hundreds of video cassettes, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And then I found myself at the County Archive looking for some stuff as part of a project, an archiving project that I'm doing. And lo and behold, what did I see? A 1-inch C-format transmission master from Anglia Television of exactly the programme that I thought that whose copy I had lost. The actual videotape from which the programme was transmitted. Now, how's that for luck, eh? It doesn't happen like that very often. I found it totally by accident in a box on archive shelving down in the strong room, along with loads and loads and loads of other stuff as well. Yeah, fascinating. Anyway, I booked a load of stuff for transfer at a transfer house, so I stuck that on the end and got it done. And so I've got that in digital form now. And we'll be able to pick stuff from that to include it in another job. But I just couldn't believe my luck. Utterly, utterly weird. Things just don't happen like that. Anyway, yeah, I thought I'd share that one with you. But in the meantime, there is coffee to be made. There are biscuits to be eaten. And I suppose I ought to get back to the paperwork. So I'm going to say thanks for listening. And I'll catch up with you on the next one. Thanks. Bye.